Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome everyone to the study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, October 19th, 2009. We're going to excuse the Vice Mayor. He's on his way in, but he'll be here in hopefully in a couple, 3 minutes. We'll begin with the first item on our agenda, which is to review tonight's agenda for our regular council meeting. Okay, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. We have some revised wording on 6L.
And Mr. Brady. And that's the reason that was adjusted is that we were notified by the Salt River Pima Indian community that there was additional funds that were made available to us than what we'd earlier captioned for. And so we were, with the additional funding, we were able to add the heart monitors for the fire department. So that's good news. So we were added that on. And then again, I think it was late last week or today, we were notified again that there's some additional funds that they're kind of closing out their year that will be made available to the food bank. We won't be able to do that tonight, but what we'll ask the council to do is on our Thursday morning council meeting, we'll have a special council meeting and approve those dollars for the food bank on Thursday. But we did add the heart monitor, so that's good news.
Great. It's very good. Thank you to the Salt River Pima Indian community for their participation in our community. We really appreciate that. And page 8. Okay. The next item on the agenda is hear a presentation and discuss the Central Main Street plan.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council. I'd like to start with some brief introductions. My name is Shea Yoakum. I'm in the Office of Economic Development here at the City of Mesa. To my right is John Wesley, Planning Director for the City of Mesa. And to John's right is Mike James, Deputy Transportation Director for the City of Mesa. We're here this afternoon to present an overview of the Central Main Street Neighborhood Area Plan, which is about to get underway. But before we get into, or before John gets into some of the details of the plan, we want to reinforce that this planning effort does support the Council's Economic Development Strategic Initiative. In addition, there are some specific keywords and phrases found within the actual text of the strategic initiative that have set kind of the framework for this plan. Some of those keywords and phrases are innovative, business-friendly, strategic tools, redevelopment, and a focus on the downtown. These themes will be evident in some of the desired outcomes that that John will talk about of the plan. Next slide. The diagram is being displayed on the screen now is intended to provide an overview of some of the economic development-related efforts that are focused on downtown Mesa and the Main Street corridor. The Office of Economic Development has taken on a coordination role to ensure that, one, that these efforts are pursued within the framework of the Council's strategic initiatives, and two, that each effort focuses on promoting and stimulating economic development. The main takeaway from this diagram is that the Central Main Street Neighborhood Area Plan is really one piece of the puzzle. There are several complementary efforts currently underway, each with a focus on economic development. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to John, and he'll get into some specifics.
Mayor and Council, appreciate the opportunity to be here this evening and bring you up to speed on where we are as we proceed forward with this planning process along Main Street. I'm actually going to initially turn things over to Mr. James to talk a little bit about the light rail extension and the federal small starts application that we're working on.
Excellent. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Light rail really is a catalyst for redevelopment, and if it's anything like we saw in the first 20 miles, when that point when the cities received that full funding grant to fund that rail, that's really the point in time when the developers started assembling properties, seriously looking out there and finding on what they could put together, talking to the different property ownership. We're not there yet, but we're working with a plan that's going to allow a much more flexible type of development, and development's going to be more supportive of pedestrians and mixed uses that are appropriate for light rail development. So it's very exciting what John will be talking about on the land use and development side in a moment. Additionally, the track that we're taking with our Small Starts application is a very good one for two key reasons. The first is that it's not going to be as competitive as a larger New Starts application. With the Small Starts application, we really just need to show that the cost user benefit is there, and we feel that it is through our studies with Metro, and we can move forward. And we're not going to be competing with dozens of other cities across the country for that bigger pot of money. Additionally, in the modeling, we use a 2015 model year rather than a 2030. So what this means is if our project is ready and we're showing it's financially viable now, we can move forward. We're not competing with the growth of other cities that are going to be showing in 2030. So it shows that we're ready for this project now. As we've seen through the FTA, land use and transportation connections are very important. The Obama administration is writing new rules right now to even reinforce that stronger. And to really enhance the great opportunity that we're showing, we need those tools from our development side to allow the type of development that's really going to be beneficial to the city in the long term. So that's really the foundation for where we're going with light rail and our land use development.
So, Mayor and Council, that's what we'll be looking for here through this planning process, is how we can further the development along the corridor and prepare some new zoning and implementation tools that will help us to transform some of our more suburban areas along the light rail as the light rail happens. And just as a quick illustration of what could happen in this area, and things we'll be studying as we do this planning process, we've got an intersection here of Main and Stapley on the screen. And over time, as things start to develop and light rail comes into the area, we could start to see some redevelopment there that might have some live-work type units coming in around the station, filling in some of the vacant parking spaces or underutilized parking lots. That might then trigger some other redevelopment in the area that brings some more high-density residential in. And once that's there and you have the population base, we might see some commercial development also come in along the station area. And the whole streetscape in the area could change to something that's a much more pedestrian and urban-type development. So that's kind of what we're thinking about as we're starting this process and what the light rail can do for the area. In addition to the light rail and that reason why we're looking at this, as part of the stimulus grant, the energy and environmental grant that we got through the Department of Energy, we're looking at different ways in the community that we can help promote more sustainability, more efficiency in the types of development patterns that occur. So again, that's part of the thing we're looking at here along the light rail in the downtown area. Can we develop these more urban, energy efficient, more sustainable, walkable type of neighborhoods? Another reason we're looking at this plan and establish the boundaries that we have for this process is the town center plan that was done almost 10 years ago has been implemented. A lot of things in that plan have been done. The colonnade, the art center, and other things, those projects have been done. So it's time to update that particular plan and take advantage, again, of those things that have happened and will happen, such as the art center and light rail as it comes through the downtown area. So those are kind of the reasons why we're focusing on this at this time. As we're preparing to gear up for this process, we've been looking at those objectives and things we'll try to accomplish through this process. And certainly more will come out as we start to work with the citizens, get more input on the things that are of importance to the study area. But basically, we're trying to facilitate a mixed-use TOD, higher-intensity type development along the light rail. We want to enhance the economic potential of the properties in the downtown and at the station areas, create that greater sense of place and incorporate and improve sustainability practices. We're looking to update the town center plan. We also need to look at, and we'll be looking at, as we take advantage of the light rail and increase some of that intensity of use around the light rail stations, how does that transfer then into the established neighborhoods that are immediately behind Main Street? Make sure that's done in a way that helps preserve those neighborhoods where they need to be and helps enhance those areas. Then finally, we'll be looking at any capital needs that the city might need to improve in order to have the facilities and infrastructure ready for the development to occur. Based on the things we've looked at to date, We have established a boundary for this planning study. On the west end, you see a kind of an irregular boundary, and that's from the existing town center concept plan and its boundary. So we've incorporated those so we can fully update that plan and look for any transitions that need to happen there in terms of general plan categories and zoning. Then, as with the West Main Street plan, we've used University and Broadway east to Gilbert, and we've gone to Gilbert because of the council's interest in seeing light rail extended over to Gilbert. And we have, if I can get my mouse back, that little bump out to the east of Gilbert. We have a station at Gilbert. The walk shed from that can go east, and we have some kind of vacant tracks there that might be redeveloped. So we've included those as part of the study area that will be part of this planning process. Funding for this project is coming, again, through the stimulus grant. $300,000 from that grant is being used for this. With those funds, we are using part of that to fund one staff person. That staff person will have the overall responsibility for developing the full planning project, overseeing that as it works through the system over the next approximately year to year and a half. This is similar to the way we've approached other sub-area plans, and we'll end up again with a project or a product similar to that when we're done. But in addition to that, we're also using a portion of the funds to hire a consultant with a little bit more expertise to help us do two things. The first of those is to develop a form-based code option for our zoning ordinance. With the current process that we're under, with the consultant we have, when we wrote that RFP and entered that contract, we didn't include form-based zoning as part of that. We hadn't really thought about it at that time. It was prior to the Mesa Gateway and DMB projects. Now we've recognized the benefits that that can have for us, and so we want to add that to our zoning ordinance. And so the consultant will work on that. And just real quickly, when we talk about form-based codes, we are talking about establishing a series of what the industry calls transects, where we go from the very urban type development to the natural type area and the establishes zones of development patterns. And with a form-based code, we are primarily looking at the form that the buildings take and the relationship to each other and to that public space, and working to try to create more viable public spaces. And we're not quite as interested in or concerned about the uses that take place on those, but establishing that form and character of areas. So that's what we'll be looking at as we establish that form-based code option for the zoning ordinance. And then to apply, the second thing that the consultant will be doing is, in addition to creating that zone that will be available in our zoning ordinance for various places in the city, they'll be working with us on the central main plan to develop that plan for actually applying then those transects or those form-based zones to the Main Street corridor. And this is just an example of what's called a regulating plan from another community. You can see on here, at least barely, the different colors, which are the different transects that they have in their community and how they're arranged along the street. And then a regulating plan will also look at that primary street and some of the things that might need to happen in terms of that street design, that street character, to help improve the pedestrian nature of those streets and developing that sense of place through the urban space. So, again, that's the other thing the consultant will be doing for us and helping us then learn how to do that so we can do these types of things ourselves in the future. The process for going through and adopting the plan will be, again, similar to others that we've done, the various sub-area plans. We'll have an internal staff working committee. Shay and Mike and myself are on that. We form the kind of the nucleus of that group. And then we bring in other utilities and public safety and neighborhood services and so forth as we need them to help address various issues that come up through the planning process. We're coordinating with the Light Rail Stakeholders Committee that has recently gotten started, because they're certainly doing some foundational work for us in terms of where the station's going to be. Are we going to have one lane or two lane kind of thing? And so that will feed into what we do, and we'll continue to coordinate with them. As with our other neighborhood plans that we've done, we'll pull together a plan advisory committee of property owners and residents within the area so they can give us feedback as we go along and work with us on the plan as it gets developed. We'll hold several neighborhood input sessions at various points in the process to get larger community input. Have periodic updates to boards and council as we go through at key times and bring final recommendations back.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Who from your staff is participating either as an observer or on the staff level in the light rail stakeholders process?
Jeff McVeigh, who is overseeing the plan itself, is doing that, and I attend as often as I can.
Okay.
The basic timeline that we have as we're starting this process is we've been doing some of the background work currently. We're working on selecting people to be part of the Plan Advisory Committee. We hope to have them organized and ready to start meeting in November. We hope to be ready to have a first neighborhood input session by early 2010, hopefully in January. The consultant, we're going through that process currently of hiring that consultant. We hope to have them on board by the first of the year so they can begin their work. We expect then to have a citizen review of our basic goals and objectives in the spring, first of the summer, and then bring that back to council and boards for your input. And then based on having those established, work on the draft plan, hopefully having that done in the fall, and this time next year, by the end of next year, have the final plan ready to bring through the review process and approval. So basically the end products from this effort: form-based code added to our zoning ordinance so we can use, again, not only downtown, but other areas that form-based code would be appropriate throughout the city. Neighborhood plan, again, similar to West Main Plan or the Falcon Field Plan that we've seen before, to help facilitate redevelopment in the area and identify any public improvements that might be needed to help facilitate the redevelopment. And then always the goal as we do these is we want to identify the type of development we want to see happen in the area that will facilitate the economic development and reuse of these neighborhoods and make that the easy thing to do so that we can stimulate that redevelopment. And with that, any comments or questions?
Any questions? Comments? Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm encouraged the fact that we are jumping on this before the tracks are laid, because other communities, I think Dallas is a good example of that, waited far too long to implement their code changes in order to gain the economic development benefit out of their light rail than other communities have. So this is a good time to, all right, here's the pun, lay the tracks for redevelopment in downtown Mesa. I had the, there was a few giggles. I had the opportunity to visit San Jose the other day. I mentioned this to the council previously, where to the four of us who were here, the one of my meetings for the National League of Cities was in Mountain View, California, and that area I think provides a pretty good visual of what downtown Mesa can become in fairly short order if we put these pieces together and we do it right. They have a connection to light rail and mass transit on one side. They have the art center, public art. They have on-street parking. It's a very narrow street, single street, about four or five blocks long. On-street parking, which they actually allow their restaurants to take that parking and convert it into seating space, outdoor seating space, so that you have an outdoor bistro. It creates a certain ambiance downtown. I was there on a Thursday, and the place was packed as if it were a weekend, and there were no special events going on. It was absolutely incredible. So if we do this right, if we continue to plan, if we utilize the tools coming in, we'll see great development. Some of the other things that they had were certainly urban zone for residential. They had high density, everything from single-family small lot to lofts were developing. They had high-wage jobs in the area. And they had vertically integrated mixed use. One of the more interesting projects that I saw was a three-story mixed use that had convenience retail on the bottom floor, and the floors above were city parking, but you wouldn't know that was a parking garage at all. So it was it's a testament to good design and good use and to, in many respects, a form-based code. So I congratulate you. I'll be looking forward to another award for this particular planning that the vice mayor will accept, I'm sure, on the behalf of the city. So I look forward to this process.
Thank you. Councilmember Richens.
Yeah, this is really exciting. A lot of people have criticized Mesa for not having done a lot of this stuff already. Tempe and Phoenix has done it. But this extension is our section of light rail. And I think people are going to be really surprised. We've been able to see what Phoenix and Tempe did wrong. We're going to be able to fix our mistakes. Something that I want to state emphatically is people need to understand this is adding benefits and adding opportunity. Government does its work best when they add opportunity to the private sector, not when they try to overregulate or force anybody to do anything. And so this is really about adding opportunity for the business owners who are along that area. So lest anybody get concerned now that, oh, we're going to come in and rezone people's property and eminent domain it and redevelop it without their their input. That's nothing could be farther from the truth. This is really about getting the private sector and government on the same page and creating great opportunity for people to enhance their values and to really make more money. We want developers to come to Mesa and make wheelbarrows full of money in developing quality, good quality projects along our rail line. I think this sets a great framework for making that happen. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I'd also like to add my excitement. That doesn't sound very exciting, does it? But I really am. I mean, this is a big deal. And I think to those of you out there who look at this and cannot see the future, I feel badly because I think you're missing out on something. The future of downtown Mesa, the future of Main Street along the light rail is bright. It'll take some time to get there. It'll take, as Councilmember Summers, Councilmember Richardson have said, some good planning. It'll take discipline on our part so people can have faith that they can come invest in Mesa and see some good results. And I have full confidence that if we are diligent in this plan, if we're creative, if we focus on what downtown and what Main Street can become rather than looking at what it isn't today, you can waste a lot of time complaining about what something isn't, but if we look at what it can become, I'm fully confident that downtown Mesa and along Main Street and all along the light rail will become a true destination that people will want to come there, and there will be a lot of good things happening. So this is a great start. I think your timeline is ambitious, but it's a good one. Let's get it done quickly, but let's do it right. And getting the proper input from a variety of groups, I applaud you for setting up something that's ambitious but doable. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Next item on the agenda is to hear a presentation and discuss the assistance to firefighters fire station construction grants and the status of stations 215 and 218.
Good evening, Mayor.
Chief Beck, Bloomer.
Members of the council.
And?
Like this,
who's your friend in the blue shirt? I apologize. I don't.
He's the one that works.
This is...
Did I say that out loud?
Darn. For the record, that comment was made by Councilmember Scott Summers.
Mr. Mayor, council members, this is Tony Logiudice. He's was very involved in our grant application and did most of the writing for the project and the application. So,
and Jim's being a little bit humble because as the lead of this entire project, he and Tony put in many, many hours to make this project successful. He's going to go into a lot more detail. Before we go any further, I would like to bring your attention to the fact that Jim is our most recently appointed executive assistant, one of the assistant fire chiefs for the fire department. He's going to manage our support services area, which involves fire station construction and apparatus maintenance and things of that nature. So we really appreciate him taking that opportunity with us, and he's another step into our future.
Well, Chief Bloomer, congratulations. And we're glad to find out that you also were working on this.
With that, we'll turn it over to Jim to do a quick presentation for you.
Right. This year we saw the 2009 American Recovery and Revitalization Act, or ERA, come in, released. The purpose of this is to create and save jobs in recession-hit areas and to achieve other purposes stated in ERA. In addition, the program strives to achieve assistance to firefighter grants goals of firefighter safety and improved response capability and capability based on need through the construction, renovation, and modifications of stations. We applied for this grant in June of this year. And within about 4 weeks, we received notification they wanted additional information from us, and we supplied that. By the end of August, we found that we were in the audit phase, and once again, they required a tremendous amount of information from us, which we received a lot of support from engineering and different areas in the city to provide that information. And on October 2nd, we actually received the award letter. And so the whole from start to finish was about 3.5 months, and so it was a very quick process to get this out. We were basically awarded 100% of what we asked for, which was $2,020,000 for Station 19 and $2,020,000 for Station 220. If you look at the map, Station 219 is going to be over on the far right side down towards the bottom at Elliott and Signal Butte. Station 220 will be pretty much a central location, and it's going to be at 58th Street in Main. Also, while we have the map here, we have Fire Station 218, which is currently under construction at Alma School and 8th. And then we have the relocation for Fire Station 215, which is down at the bottom of the map on the right side. Fire Station 215, which is currently located at Texas Avenue and Sossaman, is being moved approximately a half a mile to the east. Construction is underway with an anticipated completion date of August 2010. Station 218 at 8th Street and Alma School is moving very rapidly. Currently, the completion date is set for February 2010, but we anticipate this may be moved up to January. Station 215, this was taken about 7 to 10 days ago, and since then, they have installed the stem walls. Interior plumbing is going in, and they're looking at pouring the slabs here in the next week. Fire Station 218, the apparatus bays have the block up. They had two large trusses which they had to put in, and also the framing is done on the apparatus bays. On the floor itself, they now have all the exterior walls up if you drive by there. Current status of Fire Stations 219 and 220. 219 at Elliott and Signal Butte. Basically, the plans will be 100% here within the next week, and we're basically completing the design phase, and we're ready to pull permits and get our final bid numbers in on this. Station 220.
Jim, the design on 219, just to reiterate, and I guess we should bring this for 220, is really going to follow a template that is used at 218, basically. Is it the same thing for 220 also? Or is it? We're replicating the design, changing it to fit the site and, right. And architecturally, but we're reusing the basic footprint and the template.
Right. So basically, hopefully, with the goal that hopefully we're saving some money on the design and process by doing it.
And on bids too, is correct. People build it two and three times. Hopefully, they'll come in and help us out on that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And then Fire Station 220, 58th Street, Main. We look to have design completed by December, January. Time period. However, just so you're aware, when we received the notification of approval for the fire station construction grants, they also came back with the requirement that we were not anticipating for environmental and historic preservation review. And they gave us a list of items that they wanted, and we got this back into them here last week. Currently, they're saying that the review could take 3 to 6 months, but they also have been saying that pretty much on every phase that we've been involved with so far, and they're really pushing to get these out the door. So, but the hard part on this is we really can't do anything. We can't pull permits. We can't break ground or do anything further beyond design, or we take the risk of losing these projects. So there is the possibility that Fire Stations 219 and 220 could be pushed back a little bit just because we're waiting for this review. Questions?
Any questions? Comments? Great. Good job. Thank you. Oh, Councilmember Richens.
Did you find any environmental issues on either of the sites that could be a problem?
No, we haven't so far. Both sites had a phase one environmental survey that was done at the time of purchase, and 219 even had an archaeological study that was done. And so far, we can find nothing that would be a possibility that of holding this up any.
But we have to do the paperwork to comply with the federal, which is much more extensive, and it's federal paperwork.
Exactly. Right.
So there's a lot of busy work. I didn't just say that. And
important review.
Important review, that's right.
Spoken from experience.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Tony. Thank you so very much for the work you've done. And these grants, and we as a city have been very, very grateful for the success we've had, both with this grant, with some of the energy grants, and the COPS grant, where we've succeeded beyond, I think, our expectations. And we've really been probably one of the most successful cities in the entire state. And this is a real compliment to our staff because, as anyone knows, competitive grants are judged on their merits. And this is not something where this is not an earmark or it's not who you know. It's how well you really present your case. And the fact that we have been so successful with a series of grants, both in the police and the fireside, and in other areas of our city, like we just talked about one that we got in the planning area, is a real testament to the good work that our staff does. Because I know that bad grant applications don't get rewarded with grants. So the fact that we've been successful, I think, once again, is an indication that we're doing things right. And so that's on you, because none of us were part of that application. So thank you so very much for the good work you've done. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay. Hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Do we have any reports? Councilmember Higgins.
I attended a fundraiser for Homeward Bound, which is a transitional housing type facility in Phoenix, at Chester's Harley Davidson at the venue there. Great venue, a lot of fun, and was put on by the Black Sabbath Motorcycle Club, which is a motorcycle club and of Harley drivers that want to always give back to the community. So they were raising $10,000 for this Homeward Bound, and it's a lot of fun. And we need to pay attention and go out to more events at Chester's Harley Davidson. It was a lot of good time.
Good time. Mm-hmm. Vice Mayor.
Yes, sir. Last Friday, I was at Lowell Elementary School. They were one of 17 schools across the nation who received a special project from Heart of America Foundation and Target Corporation, who came in and did a complete makeover of their library. There was a sea of red shirts of Target employees came in completely with a contractor, redid, repainted, built new shelves, and stocked their library with 2,000 books, and then had two books for every student that came back to school Monday morning, and did a fabulous job. And so a big thank you to Target, who is a huge community supporter. Again, they do our three for free once a month for our museums, for people to go in free on that first Sunday. And then after that, I went down to our Arizona Museum for Youth for their opening of Pattern Wizardly, their new exhibit there to explore patterns and have the youth interact with patterns. And then I had a pancake breakfast Saturday morning, and then I went and did my training to be a tour guide for the ghost tours this coming Saturday. So I encourage those who are interested to sign up and go on the ghost tours of downtown Mesa this Saturday.
Busy. Great. Anything else? One of the great privileges I have is every once in a while getting to meet with mayors from other cities. And this last Thursday, I traveled to Southern California and had a private conference with the mayor of Toontown. And Mickey conveyed his greetings to everybody, and my 5-year-old granddaughter and 3-year-old grandson appreciated getting to meet Mickey, the mayor of Toontown. So that was my important meeting of last week. So it doesn't match what you guys have done, but they liked it.
Important nonetheless.
It was important. So that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. But my granddaughter, when she met Cinderella, was completely awestruck, and that was the most important thing in life. So that made it worth it. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just reminded Council, we do have a meeting this Thursday morning. It'll be a study session, and as I just mentioned, we'll also be doing a special council meeting to consider the additional pass-through dollars for the food bank. That will be followed by a public safety committee meeting this Thursday. A reminder that this Saturday, October 24th, is the GAIN event, so you should be contacted by a member of the police department to go out and visit with our neighborhood groups who are participating in GAIN. And also just a reminder that the last Saturday of October, we'll be doing our City Hall at the Mall at Superstition Springs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. There's nothing else. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion from Councilmember Summers, second Vice Mayor. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. We'll be upstairs in about 20 minutes. Thank you.